Today we're going to talk about performance anxiety for racing drivers. Hello, this is Enzo Mucci. Welcome to episode 2 of series 2 of the Race Driver Coach. And just like I said before the intro, we're going to talk about performance anxiety. And race drivers have this a lot. A heck of a lot. And in fact, I think I've got probably 8 to 15 questions about this just over the winter. People know, or drivers know, what they've got to perform better at this year. And they know that most of them are saying, it's actually me. I know I can do it, but when it comes to crunch time, I get nervous. I start to doubt myself. I start to worry about, what if I'm not good enough? I start to worry about not being at the top and what that means, not beating the teammate, losing respect. So they're putting all these worries, all this pressure of what if I don't perform on themselves at the critical time, which, to no surprise for you, it makes them underperform. Because what you focus on is what you get. And if you start to confuse things and confuse the brain, take it left, right, and left, right, when it's supposed to be directly forwards at what it's doing, you're going to distract it. You're going to feel a bit deflated and your self-belief is going to take a knock. This is happening a lot, a heck of a lot. You can watch the grid, right? You've got a full grid of drivers, and I can pretty much say that over 50% of them, way over that, by the way, are underperforming, overdriving, underdriving, and they're not in the flow because they are on that mental process of pressure and getting nervous and not allowing themselves to be free. So this is a really important episode because this is something that so many people struggle with. And I know that every single one of us, you, me, everybody you know, have heard of, has had this. They've had nerves. They've had nerves and they've let their nerves affect the way they drive or the way they perform. So I want to help you today. If you've got this challenge in recent times and you want to overcome it, I'm just going to give you some pointers. Now, for everybody, it's different. You know, it could be something from your past that's holding you back. It could be the father's voice that you can still hear. Every time you make a slight mistake, you hear that your father's voice and it winds you up. Or it makes you want to prove something, or you're fearful of it. Now, three different types of areas, right? This comes the most at. First, it's on the grid. Enzo, I'm on the grid and I'm really nervous and it's just making me fumble my starts and then I'm overthinking and then the snowball starts. Other drivers have told me it's when it's in the assembly area or on the build up to a race. They get tense. They get that horrible butterfly feeling, but now it doesn't feel like butterfly. It feels bigger. It feels like I've got eagles inside me. They get that kind of feeling. And then you got the person, the race driver, just going completely different now, on phoning people, approaching sponsors, doing the sales pitch. So it's actually, again, it's rejection and fear of not saying the right thing and saying the right thing that's stopping them actually saying anything. So they don't bother calling or making the call or speaking to that potential sponsor. They bottle it. This is what it's all about. It's nerves. I'll tell you what it is, really. It's you being nervous at a time when you've got to be switched on. You've got to be ready. You've got to have that warrior mindset of, I am going to execute. What have I got to do to execute? I'm going to do it. It's really simple, right? But then we overcomplicated it by our own issues, by our own viewpoints of how we're translating what the situation is. And that's what it really all is. So I'm going to give you one huge tip. This worked for me personally. When I was on the grid, you know, the whole morning leading up to the race, I couldn't eat. I was so nervous and I tried not to show it to other people, but I couldn't eat. And when I was getting my seatbelts tightened up for me, you could see my breathing, man. People could see my chest and I just felt a little bit sick and I was like, I hated this feeling. Once the race had started going, fine. But then if I found myself in another position where I had to step up and the what if monster came, what if I do this and it goes wrong, got into the lead for the first time or something, it would come back again. That certain feeling, tense, you go defensive. Because what a driver cannot be is defensive. No sportsman or woman can be defensive. The simple reason is, as soon as you become defensive and worry and look in your mirrors and tense up, you're not flowing. The muscles are now rigid. Your joints are not flowing. Nothing's flowing. And all of a sudden, you get very hot, nervous, and before you know it, you've blown the opportunity. Drivers do all this all the time. So this is why I want to talk about it. So you're in this position. Let's just talk about the person on the grid or in the assembly area, the build-up, just before you go in. You're okay once you go in, but just before you go in, you want to control it. If this is the case, something that worked for me is a simple perspective change. I remember sitting on the grid and thinking to myself, you know what? This horrible feeling I've got right now, I'm not going to get this forever. I'm only going to be racing for this much of my life, and I'm going to miss this feeling. I'm going to be sat at home one day, and I'm not going to be racing anymore, and I'm going to miss this feeling because nothing else in life is going to give it me. And I started to have a little smile on my face, like, I'm going to embrace this. This horrible feeling I'm getting right now is a feeling that most people don't even get. They don't even experience it, really. And I'm experiencing it on, you know, 20 times a year, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. And it started to change the way I feel about it. So then I used to look forward to being on the grid. Before you knew it, that feeling went. It then became excitement. It then became the sort of feeling where I want to do this. This is great. This, here it is. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's coming. And then I'd be focused instead of worrying. I want that for you. And all I did was a perspective change of saying, this isn't going to be around forever. Make the most of this, kid, because most people don't get this. You're so lucky. So I turned the gratitude sort of overview of it all. And that changes a lot of things. You can't be stressed. You can't be depressed if you're grateful. If you're grateful for the opportunity you've got. If you're grateful for being here. If you're grateful for your eyes and your ears working. Your liver. If you become really, truly grateful in something, you watch your mentality shift from being this ungrateful, worrying person, whatever it is, to being somebody who's centered and like, you know what? This isn't too bad. And maybe that's all we talk about today. If you can have one takeaway from this, every single day, preferably at the start, I want you to start your day thinking of at least three things that you're grateful for. And when you're in a situation that is, you know, it's not the ideal situation. You're thinking, oh, it's so unfair. He's done this, she's done that. And I don't really like you're doing the opposite. Come back to center and say, okay, what's good about this situation? This crappy situation that I'm in now, what's good about it? And you start to be grateful about the lesson you just learned. I'm glad she's dumped me. I'm glad she's just cheated on me because now I can go and find someone that deserves my love because she didn't deserve it. Every single situation you can become grateful for. And if you can do this in racing, like just take a pause, a moment. Everyone else is getting nervous and talking around you, but you just take a moment and you capture it. You capture that moment. You look around, have a little smile on your face and just realize that you're racing a car. You're out there. You've got all these people working for you, all these people that have made it happen. You've made it happen, so be grateful for that. You sat in this car and it's like, this is amazing. People would kill to be in this position. And I'm here. I'm enjoying it. I've got a chance now just to go and race my heart out. The expectation I've got for this race is just for me to be at my best, for me to enjoy it. This is brilliant. This isn't going to be around forever. Man, how can you not be excited? How can you not be inspired to give it your best then? Perspective change. If you can change a perspective of how you're viewing a certain situation, or even better than that, if you can take a situation that you're in and translate it differently, I say what this situation means. I look at it and I translate it and make it make sense in a way that helps me. So if you have something bad come in life, translate what it means, learn from it. If you're on the grid and you're getting nervous, translate what that situation is in a way that you could be grateful. You could be saying that I'm not going to be here forever. This is one of the last chances I'm going to give it. This is my chance. This is the Hollywood storyline. I'm going to get in there and do it. Or I'm so lucky, you know. Anything can work on perspective change alone. Don't need any massive mental shift. It's just seeing it in a different way. Coming out of yourself, seeing things in a better way that help you. It's life changing. Because so many people, when you're faced with a problem, when you're faced with a situation that makes you feel anxious and you can't act either way because you feel like you can't win the situation, it means they're this close to the problem, they're this close to the scenario. But if you come back, change your perspective, and a big one is ask a different question. So instead of you sitting on the grid and thinking, what if I don't pull this off? Or what if he's quicker than me? What are people going to think? You know, questions that don't really lead you anywhere, where your brain's going to go, well, you're screwed. It's going to say something to you that makes you feel worse. Change the question. Because if you change the quality of your questions at really important times, you have a different answer, a different feeling, and then you act in a different way. So instead of you saying, oh my God, if I screw this up, this is it. What's that going to mean? Yeah, you're going to mean you're out of a career. That's it. It's finished. That's what your brain's going to say. But if you say, how, this is now objective, how am I going to start and get P1 or whatever position you want into the first corner? So now you're focused on the process of what needs to be done. You're getting the ego of identity to results out the way. You're getting all the worries out the way, and you're focusing the mind down to what's got to happen. Process. Come away from goals. Come away from what does this mean if it doesn't work out. Bring yourself to the center and say, what's got to be done? What's got to be done? And I want you to next race weekend, or even if you just, you're not racing yet and you've got to call someone to make a pitch to them, instead of, am I sounding right? Are they going to think I'm a joke? It's okay. I've got to call somebody, put a proposition to them. What's got to be done first? I've got to find out their number. I've got to find out who it is. I've got to find out what it is they're really struggling with right now and see if I can answer that in racing for them, i.e. sponsorship then. That's it. Process. Bring it down to the process. Focus on what needs to be done, not what this means if all goes wrong. And you find out, if somebody just again, it's perspective. If you just change a perspective of how you're viewing things, how you're translating the situation, you take control of anything in life that's thrown at you, really, isn't it? Even you told, the doctors told you really bad news about your health. Okay, what could this mean? Am I now, this is bizarre, am I now going to start a vlog, and I'm going to show people how I can cure this, and how I can beat this, and how I can offer support to people in the same situation? People are doing this. You just, again, I mean, this is random, but you're changing your perspective of what's happened. It's difficult to do, because when you get bad news like that, you need some time to let that absorb. You need your downtime, but it's what you're going to do about it. And when you're on the grid, you haven't got time for downtime. You just feel nervous. You've got to overcome it by changing your perspective. And that's just the focus of the mind. I also, like you've heard me before, want you to focus on changing the body. If you could picture somebody now, behind this camera, they're deeply sad, depressed. Can you tell me how they'd be sat? How their posture is? What their facial expression is? This is all NLP, you've done it before. I think you'll know they're doing this. Looking down. Shallow breathing. Now if I told you somebody behind the camera is ecstatically happy, can you tell me what their body posture, facial expression, muscle tension, breathing would be like? They'd be much more like that, right? You just know this. The brain knows it. You can change your physiology, your facial expression, even your tension, posture slightly. It's a different emotion. Straight away, the brain is triggered. You can also access this. When you're on the grid, it's not just changing your perspective of how you, where you are at the moment and what it means to you and what questions you're asking yourself at that particular time to create the thoughts, but also, what am I doing with my body? If you're going down the straight and you're starting to get anxious because people are catching you up and you're starting to look in the mirrors a bit more, you'll find you're doing this. You find you're starting to stress and do this, tense. And the mind is focusing on it all going wrong again. Oh no, they're catching me up. Oh, you just missed another corner. You just messed up again. Another mistake. Now they're closer, hot, breathing. Change your body. The focus should be, the mind focus at that time should be next corner. And you're looking up and you're just on process again. Process of how I execute the next corner. Next, next, next. That's what you stay on. You stay on next. But also the body, you can have a smile. As soon as they're catching up, you're like, yes, this is good. This is a challenge. Now I've got to focus. And you relax the arms, the shoulders. You do a nice deep breath and out. Next. And it's amazing how if you don't let the body imitate somebody who's stressed, then it won't. If you imitate somebody who's relaxed and excited and having fun, the brain goes there. I want you to practice this. Next time you've got to do a public speaking gig or anything that makes you anxious, why don't you just not fake it till you make it, because it gives the wrong impression. Why don't you just pretend? Why don't you just be you when you're relaxed? Smile on your face. Be grateful for this moment you've got. You can now sell to a sponsor. And if it goes wrong, the actual worst thing that can happen is you learn how to sell next time to a sponsor and not make the same mistake again. So no matter what happens in this certain situation, you cannot lose. Because if you do not get the result you want, you benefit by the knowledge. And then you move on. And you won't even think about that moment later on in time, in the future. So everything's there. There's never a reason. Never. I want you to remember this as well. There's never a reason for you to let nerves get in the way. If you are, you're painting the picture that's making you nervous. You're asking the questions that are making you nervous. You're listening to the thoughts that are making you nervous, and you've got the body, the way you're holding it, the tension, the facial expression, that's nervous. Go the opposite way. Ask a question that is more process driven. What have I got to do? What have I got to do? What have I got to do? Straight away, it starts to activate the brain on the activation of what it needs to do. Takes you away from what if. Relax the body. Ask yourself a question if you want to. Be grateful. Change the perspective. But it's focus and body. You change the body to the emotion you want. You change the focus to the emotion you want. And it will be delivered very quickly. You can go from sad to happy in an instant, in a blink. As long as you get this down. Now, people think a certain situation happens and you have an automatic response, but actually you translate that. The certain thing happens, you ask yourself a question about what does this mean? How does it make me feel? How am I going to react? Then I react and get a result. You're in control of this process. Life throws you a situation on the grid, in the assembly area, going to speak to somebody, somebody doing something to you. You say what that means to you. You translate it and feel how you want about it. So next time you're on that grid, you're starting to feel a bit anxious, start to focus and learn what to focus on for you that puts you in a mental state of what's got to be done, the process, how great this moment is, the opportunity you're going to take. Let everyone else get nervous. You're just focused on what's got to be done. Have the body of somebody who is confident. Now, if you can, I want you to walk around the room or sit in the seat as if you were supremely confident. If you were the person that had the most confidence in the entire world, how would you be sat? Do it now. How would you be breathing? What would your face look like? Where would your eye line be? And if you do this right now and you act out this super confident person, like a superhero, you watch what happens. Breathe it in. Look around. And you can just feel it instantly. I am confident. And okay, you're not going to walk into a meeting like this, but if you do this kind of trigger just before you walk into that meeting, you'll drop your shoulders a tiny bit when you meet them, but still you'll have that power about you. And the brain will just go, oh, I'm going along with this. And then you've got the focus of what you've got to do in that meeting. You've got to get into that meeting and you've got to find out what that company is suffering with. What's their problem? And then just see, out of curiosity, if your racing can help them answer that problem. And if you say, right, I can see that you want to get this product out to people in this age bracket. You know what? This age bracket are in motorsport. I've got access to them when I'm racing. Would you like to meet all these potential customers of yours? I can introduce you. I can broadcast your message and your new product. That's it. Some companies might not want that. Some will. You just got to try. You got to find out what their point is, what they're really trying to achieve, or the pain they're trying to overcome. And you're going into their company pretty damn curious, which I'll talk about curious in a minute. You're pretty damn curious if your sport, because you happen to be racing the car, but you're a business person. If your sport, the motorsport, you can give them access to, is going to help them, overcome their problem. You're curious to find out. You're not there to give a presentation to perform. You're there as a company growth consultant through sport. Can I help your company grow through sport? That's all you're there for, as a race driver looking for a sponsorship. It's not donation. It's a consultancy saying, right, you've got this problem. You need to market. You need to have a hospitality or F1. I can do that. And then you take the commission and spend it on your racing. Now, curiosity is a big one. I get a lot of drivers saying, right, it's the first test of the year. It's a big moment, or it's media day. And I'm really nervous that I'm not going to beat my teammate. I'm really nervous that I'm not going to be one of the best. even though I know I can, but I know I'm going to mess up because I'm going to worry about it. So then we go down, we see what emotion they're creating, why they're creating it, and we decipher that and say, right, this is how you created that emotion. So we're going to avoid that and we're going to do the opposite. We're going to do this and this and this. You'll have a different emotion and you'll be able to perform as you want. That's what we do. And one of the emotions I love to create in a driver is curiosity. That's when you're fascinated, even better. You're fascinated why you're P17. So you come in, you've given everything, you're sure no one else in the entire world can get any more time out of that car. You drove it perfectly, which you know is rubbish, because that's never the case. But that's what it feels like, right? I give it everything, I'm P17. Instead of getting anxious and letting the teammates again see that you're this weak individual and easily beaten just because you're 17th, can't even overcome that. Come on. There's people in war right now and you're stressing about 17. Anyway, you come in, you give yourself time to calm down. On the slowdown lap, you start to think, okay, what's the car doing? What can I do to improve the car? Maybe it's my driving, maybe it's there. You get in a bit more knowledgeable, straight on the process, but you're absolutely, even with a smile on your face, maybe, you're fascinated to find out why you're 17th. That's interesting, because I'm obviously doing something, or the car is, that's creating that result. I don't want you to attach any ego from now on to a result. Like, that's P1, that's where I am, I'm champion, I'm the best. Don't even do that. Because I know if anyone's like that when they win, I want to see them when they lose, because I know they're going to be bitching. I know they're going to be so easily beatable. If you see someone who's cocky when they're winning, that's one weak individual in the mind. Don't you be like that. Don't be result driven. Be inspired by results. So if your teammate is half a second quicker than you, fantastic, because you've got their data. They're just showing you a little nugget of, this is how to do it, mate. You copy me here, you'll be half a second quicker and with me at the same part of the grid. Thank you for finding that out, because I couldn't figure it out. No ego. And if you're 17th on media day, you look at it and go, fascinated. Now I'm going to get my driver coach or someone to go out in the corners and find out where they're doing it, because I feel like I'm doing well, but I can get better. Why? It's all about process. The result is nothing but feedback. I don't know why I keep looking over there. It makes sense to me. Result is nothing but feedback on what you've done. You've done this, this, and this, and got the result, which I spoke about a lot, right? But if you, at the beginning, before you've even performed, are getting anxious about the result, you're going to get beaten. You've just got to focus on, all I've got to do is change one little thing, one tiny thing, and the result will be different, better or worse. But you're playing with what you do to get a different result, just like a golf swing. If you hit the ball by 1 millimeter, then as it's going, it's being hit, and the further it goes, that 1 millimeter out sends it and hooks it. It's like, wow, I was only 1 millimeter out. That's the same with your driving. If you're slightly out on one thing, the result goes off. All you've got to do is come back, change something, tiny bit, and you'll see the result change after the session. Change it again. Oh, that was an even better result. That means you're curious. You're really fascinated by what I can change, then the result changes for what I really need to get the championship points. Keep that fascination, no matter what happens. Why am I in the lead? Why get really interested in that side, not I am P1 or I am P10. No identity, no ego needed. Because as soon as you do that, then you start to get nervous again when things don't work out like they should. You lose motivation. You become very beatable. If your teammate's beating you and you can see it's getting to you, or she can see it's getting to you, you're so beatable. You're not going to last in motorsport. Because as you get higher, the pressure that you have to withstand is immense. And if you've got any ego about you, you'll always be beatable. I want you to remember some things. When you're in situations that you know you've got to perform, but you're holding yourself back for some reason, inside the car, outside the car, change the perspective, what you're focusing on, change the body to who you want to be, and you execute. You stay focused on what needs to be done, not what does this mean if it doesn't go right. What needs to be done? Cold. A bit like a robot, right? And the next thing is to be fascinated. So if you're not getting the result you want, if it all does go down the pan, like, I knew this was going to happen. No, you don't need that. What did you do to create this situation? Nothing in life happens to you by chance. And that's not completely true. But if you want to be the best you can be, you've got to take control of things. You've got to believe that it was your fault that happened, even though it was someone else that did it. You've got to believe that you influence everything. So when you get a result that is P17, you find out why, you're curious. This is fascinating. I'm gonna actually learn from this. I'm going to improve today because I'm going to find out what it is. And you become this monster. It's an investigator. You know exactly what's going to be done. And you can't help but feel a bit more proactive then, instead of, oh my God, it's all going wrong. So there's a lot of questions people have asked me in all these areas, and I know you're going to get a lot more. So this is just to get you on the right mindset of everything's controllable, right? If you're in a situation where you're holding yourself back, find out why, change the way you're seeing it, and you'll feel differently. And if you can feel differently, you'll act differently. Mental state, the state of the mood you're in, determines the decisions you're going to make. You can just make things so easy sometimes and perform amazingly, but you'll notice you're in a particular mental state, and usually it's a mental state you can just let things flow. That's what you need to create. Be happy. In these situations, freaking smile. As you're going down the straight, smile. You watch what happens there. It blows the brain. It's like, okay, this scratch record I've been running all my life about when I get anxious, I've just broken it. I started to get anxious, but then I smiled. And the brain will go, that's not anxious. And it'll start to go towards happiness just through a smile and breathing. It does so much. And then changing the focus to the next corner. I know I've rattled on a bit here and gone from one subject to another, because it's something we're going to talk about a lot in the future. I know it. But I hope that this is just giving you a little nugget of, you are in control. You're the one that gives you this anxious feeling. So change your focus, change your perspective, get back in the car and just drive. Now stick to this, practice this, practice it in everyday life. You know, you got this phone call to make, oh, I'm a bit anxious. Oh, okay, here it is, I'm a bit anxious. What does this mean? How can I change it? I'm gonna focus on the process. What's the worst that can happen? I'm gonna learn from it, brilliant. Hello, this is me. I'm here to help save your company through motorsport. Are you interested? Just try it on anything. Go into that person at the bar and chatting them up. If you get anxious, this is how you exercise that muscle. Don't wait till you're just in the car, then all of a sudden train yourself to be good in this mental side of things. Train it on everything that you become anxious about, and you watch your comfort zone will grow and grow and grow, and it'll keep growing. That's it for now. I'll see you next time.